live from Canton, North Carolina on a rainy, cloudy Tuesday afternoon. Pisgah softball is on the air here at AM 920 WPTL. Hi, folks. I'm Chuck Fiebernitz. Alongside me is my Boswell, is Mr. Jack Webb. And back at the studio is the boss man, Tim Hodges. And guys, it feels like 2 months since we've last been on the air. But we've got a good one right here at the Diamond on the River Complex. West Henderson Falcons come flying in to Canton to play our Pisgah Black Bears, who are perched up in that 8-0 first place in the conference, 11-1 overall. We ought to expect a good game because we haven't played in a long time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how our girls come back from the spring break. They finished the couple of weeks before spring break on a high note, so hopefully there's not going to be a letdown as we come out of the spring break week. Need to start off strong against this good West Henderson team.
Well, we got two fine managers here in the old ballpark and the newly renovated ballpark at that. Mike Matthews manages the West Henderson Falcons along with our Heidi Morgan. And so this is going to be a great opportunity to, you know, this really officially starts the stretch run.
It does. Good performance last against East Henderson. This West Henderson team coming into the ball game is a strong club as well. I want to make sure that we continue the conference season on a strong note, be good to go undefeated. We do have a couple of game lead against the rivals from Franklin and Tuscola, so beating this West Henderson club would finish off the stretch run as we head into the last part of April and the first part of May.
Right now it's 59 degrees. As I said before, it's cloudy. And, you know, so there is a threat of rain. It has rained working at the Mountaineer newspaper today. It was raining most of the day, and I kept calling asking if this thing's going to go off. And you had to think that West Henderson, having to come all the way from Mills River, was thinking the same thing, Jack.
Yeah, well, it did rain in Waynesville all day, and as I was driving from Waynesville to Canton, the rain slowly faded away. You could tell where it had rained a little bit in Canton, but nothing like in Waynesville. Ballpark, the ball field looks great. No puddles, no dark spots. We're ready to play some softball.
Well, and they'll have the introductions of the players, and then they'll have the Star Spangled Banner. We'll take that break momentarily. But right now, the way Heidi Morgan is going to go with her first place Pisgah Black Bears is that she will start it off with Madison Witted pitching, and then be left fielder batting in the two-hole, Madison Brown. Then batting third in playing first base is JoJo Taylor. Batting cleanup in right field is Emma Soros. Batting fifth, out in center field, Kubrees, Reagan Lunsford. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Macy Henson. She'll be DHing for Taylor Holland, our fine third baseman. Batting seventh, our catcher, Michaela Beaver, and we got a good one behind the plate. Always has been, ever since she's put on the gear. Batting eighth at shortstop, Lauren Cook. And batting ninth, our second baseman, Paige Griffin. That's the way she's going to go. Folks, this will be a special broadcast today because as it's one of those doubleheader Tuesdays that we're going to do, is that we'll leave here after we're done with this broadcast and skedaddle over to the Wells Ballpark to broadcast the Pisgah varsity baseball game between the West Henderson Falcons and the Black Bears. So just stay with us here on AM 920. We're going to give you a doubleheader field of Pisgah sports today.
Going to make up for the spring break week when we didn't have any games. Good to see the ladies out on the field now. Pisgah in their all-black uniforms with white hats. West Henderson in their red and white jerseys and their blue pants and black hats.
West Henderson is, you know, under Mike Matthews has had a fine program, but they have fallen on hard times last year and this year. In the conference, they are 2-7 overall at 7-10. Pisgah, as I said, is 8-0 and 11-1. And, you know, being at the end of April, you kind of look back and think, oh, that's all we've played is 12 games. You know, we've had a lot of stoppage of rains and games that were snowed out, rained out, and never made up. And so, but we'll get it going here in the stretch run because, more importantly, we have six more games to play in conference play. And we sure would like to go through the two rounds of the conference play undefeated.
That'd be great to finish out that way.
Inside the circle, as they've gone through the player introductions, will be Madison Whitted again, and she'll be opposed by pitcher Rachel Gillette. When we come back, we're going to have the opening pitch of this game, this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference game between the Falcons and the Black Bears. You're listening to AM 920 WPTO.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right. Like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Tuscola Varsity Girls Soccer is live on the web. Monday evening, April the 24th, it's the hot game of the season. Facing the Pisgah Bears at C.E. Weatherby Stadium. Fans of both schools can listen live by going to WPTLRadio.net for Tuscola Live. Or download the Mountaineer Sports Radio Network app for your mobile device or iPad. Tuscola, Pisgah, Soccer. Monday night, April 24th at 6 p.m.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton. Let's go back to the ballpark for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, and by Champion Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Diamond on the River complex as Madison Whitted has stepped inside the circle and is finishing up her warm-up tosses to her battery mate, Michaela Beaver. And this ought to be, just getting back to action is exciting to me. It's been so long that we've been on this diamond. Being able just to watch these girls play as they are making a move towards winning another conference championship. It's just, you talk about programs around the state, people will always talk about in that conversation is always the Pisgah softball team.
Absolutely. The 2A champions from 4 or 5 years ago moved up to 3A for the past 4 years and moving back down to 2A next year, which bodes well for the program because we've only got one or two seniors that are playing on this team. Lots of young kids playing on the varsity and lots of good kids coming up from the junior varsity and the middle schools. So the Pisgah program, girls softball program, is well positioned for the future.
Well, it'll be Haley Gass, Rachel Gillette, and Claire Johnson, 1, 2, 3, to lead it off here in the top of the first inning. Gass, a playing shortstop, is a left-handed swatter. Whitted steps in and ready to go, and our first pitch of the ball game is coming, and then it's fouled out of play.
Lots of left-handed swatters that we've seen lately.
Yeah, we have.
Get in there and just try to slap the ball toward third, short, left field, and run.
Whitted ready to go, has a 0-1 count, gas in the hole, here it comes. Again, swing and a miss. That was a spinner up there, kind of brought a semi, looked like a rise ball, but it had a lot of spin to it, and she's got gas in the hole, 0-2. Gets her sign, the pitch, just missed outside, 1-2.
Good pitch by Whitted, trying to make her swing on that outside pitch.
Infield and outfield playing her to be late on the swings. Here's the pitch. Hits off the knob of her bat. Came up in tight. She brought some. She buzzed the tower, and they're going to say that she's going to go down to first base. And so they're going to have time right now. And they're going to say that the umpires are talking right now. And they're trying to work it, and they're saying that it's a foul ball. So Gass will have to come back. And it was, is that you heard it hit off the knob of the bat as she brought it up high and in tight. His manager, Mike Matthews, is talking with the home plate umpire, having a little fun with him. Kind of heard him and said, well, that guy's asleep out there in the field. He didn't see it.
She would have been shaking her hands or her wrists if she'd been hit by that pitch.
Well, she didn't go down there until she was told to. 1-2 pitch coming. Strike. Got her. Fastball, grab that outside part of the plate, knee high.
Madison Whitted starts out the game with the strikeout. Good sign for the Black Bears.
Strikeout number one, out number one here in the top of the first inning, and that'll bring up Rachel Gillette, the opposing pitcher for West Henderson, batting from the right-hand side. Whitted wears that mask out there to protect that beautiful face. Here's the pitch, and the late swing Gillette follows it off down the first base line.
Yeah, she was late on that swing. Good fastball by Madison, right on the inside corner on her fists.
Whitted gets her sign from her battery mate, Michaela Beaver. Pitch comes in, spinner up top, no good. Outside, 1-1.
Cloudy, overcast, no breeze to show of right now. It's one of the few times we haven't had the flag blowing at all here at the park.
Fastball just blew it by her. Gillette swung on and missed. Came up empty, and it's now 1-2. One out, top of first, no score. West Henderson from Mills River, North Carolina, here to play Pisgah. Pitch and went too far and got her. Check swing, but Gillette went too far for home plate umpire. And so she is a second strikeout victim and out number two in the top of the first.
Rise ball high and outside by Madison. Batter tried to swing, hold up. Didn't know what she wanted to do.
Been there many a times. Just got to look. You just got to go cut it loose. That'll bring up Claire Johnson, the fine catcher for West. Pops it up high out to Cool Breeze. She's camping underneath that. Puts it in her back pocket, and that's all for West Henderson as the Falcons go out in order. 1-2-3, and as we move to the middle of the first, West Henderson nothing with Pisgah coming to bat.
West Henderson's coach still arguing that call.
Oh, I love Mike Matthews. He's a fine one right now. Mike Matthews, I learned a long time ago, met him, and he is a character, but he's a very knowledgeable softball, baseball man. The rise of West Henderson several years ago was because of Mike. I tell you what, he really put together a quality team that contended, but sometimes in high school it just happens that your talent level dives and you just keep coaching on, you know?
That's what you do. The talent cycles through.
But I'll tell you what Mike's doing. He's campaigning and politicking for the next coast call to his way.
Absolutely. Again, I think there's no way that she wouldn't have been shaking her hand or her wrist or looking at her arm. And the ball hitting flesh sounds much different than the ball hitting the end of the bat.
Well, Rachel Gillette is completing her warm-up tosses. And it'll be Heidi Morgan will send up Madison Whitted, Madison Brown, and JoJo Taylor. 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the first inning.
Had a little bit of delay for the West Henderson catcher who batted in that inning, getting her gear on. So the warm-ups for the pitcher start in earnest right now.
Well, 11-1, that's the record of Pisgah right now, and obviously they want to finish this regular season strong, very strong, to go in with a lot of momentum. and a lot of confidence in the state playoffs.
Absolutely. As of last night when I looked on Max Preps, our girls softball team was the number 10 ranked softball team in the state.
That's a good spot for them. They're young. Madison Witted will step in there. Right-handed hitter, and I tell you, she has got one of those hefty batting averages you look at and go, my gosh, what can she not do on a softball diamond? She can run, pitch, throw, glove it, great golden glove, and boy, she can swing that aluminum stick up there, and she steps into the box ready to face Rachel Gillette, leading off here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch is a curveball, low.
Started her off with the off-speed pitch, trying to get her to chase that on the outside corner.
On deck, Madison Brown waiting her turn to get to Gillette. Swung on and lined past the first baseman out to right field, and she leads it off on the second pitch she saw for a single. That will bring up Madison Brown.
Talking about Madison, she hits with power. She hits to all fields. She makes contacts, rarely strikes out. The prototypical leadoff hitter, she just gets on base, and when she's got people on base in front of her, she brings them in by hitting the ball solid.
Well, the defense for West Tennyson has to play her straight away because then it creates all those open holes. She's not a pole hitter, and as you know, girls who can swat from one foul line to the other have high averages. Madison Brown ready to go. First pitch is in the dirt and bluffing to go to second on an attempted steal was Madison Witted.
I think she could have gone because the ball short hopped the catcher and she had trouble catching it.
Gillette now also wearing one of those masks to protect the face. She toes the slab, gets her sign. Big windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bouncer right back to Gillette. She's going to try and throw to second. They got one, and then over to first to get the other one. Nice pitcher to short to first, double play. And just like that, they wipe off the rally with two outs.
Good play by the pitcher. Turns. Strong throw to the shortstop who fired it over and got Madison Brown, who is a very fast runner.
Got to bring up JoJo Taylor. Power hitting first baseman, swings from the left side. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. On deck, if we can extend this inning, is the power hitting Emma Sorrells. Pitch is called strike, right at the top of the strike zone, and it's one ball, one strike.
That was really at the top of the strike zone.
Pitch comes in the dirt, 2-1. Two outs here, bottom first inning, no score between West Tennyson and Pisgah. Crowd now starting to file in. Gillette's next pitch, outside for a ball, 3-1. Let's see, she's locked and loaded for that fastball. If she doesn't get her cookie she wants, she'll probably lay off of it.
She's thrown her three off-speed pitches and one fastball, and the fastball was high, really.
Gillette's ready to go. Gets her sign. Here's the pitch. Change up, outside, ball four. So a two-out walk issued to JoJo Taylor will bring up Emma Sorrells, the right fielder. Emma back from the left side, and she has got really, Jack, a great command of the strike zone. But, boy, she's got that beautiful swing, and she barrels up a ball. When she does, it goes.
She looks for the first pitch she can hit, and she swings. There's no patience, no anything.
No,
if it's there, I'm going to hit.
No. She plays 100 miles an hour, and like her hair's on fire, and she's, you know, her feet are on fire in the batter's box, and she just can't stand there any longer. She just throws something over the plate. That's a cookie, and she'll swat it wherever it gets pitched. Pitch to her, and she does it right there. Lifts one high to left field, back at the wall and off the wall. JoJo was running on contact, and they're going to send her, and she's going to score, and that will be a stand-up RBI double for Emma Sorrells.
First pitch swing, first pitch double to the left center field fence.
We got to laugh because we just know Emma, she... If she gets the pitch number two in the count, that's a rarity, isn't it?
It's had to have been a really bad ball for her not to swing. Not that she swings at bad pitches, but she goes up there ready to swing the bat.
Cool Breeze is up. Reagan Lunsford, center fielder. This girl can play it out there. She can roam that center field. She swings and dribbles one over to Griffin inside the circle, and she throws the first, and that's all for Pisgah. They do score a run. And after one inning is in the books, it's Pisgah 1, West Henderson nothing.
Talking about Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue. Still slow cooking the way great-grandpa Buddy taught his kids years ago. And all the ways you like beef, pork, turkey, or chicken. Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue now has beef brisket, steaks, chicken tenders, a belly-busting dog, or the big or little Buddy burger. Lots of choices, and food so good it will make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Has your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
Back to the ballpark we go for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, and Canton Insurance Services.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3024. Our family serving your family.
We're in the top of the second inning, and Pisgah leads 1-0. The Falcons will send up Sienna Gordon, Kristen Gaff, and Gracie Fenders. 4, 5, and 6. Here in the top of the second. Two strikeouts already for Madison Whitted. She struck out the first two batters that she faced. Gordon ready to go, so is Whitted. First pitch, that's a rise ball, and she just blew it by her. Big swing and a miss by Gordon. She came up empty.
Yeah, she was late on that swing on that high rise ball.
Time off may have done Madison Whitted some good. 0-1 pitch, just missed outside, 1-1.
I know it's a different pitching motion from baseball, but I'm amazed at these girls that can just step on the rubber 2-3 times a week.
All day long. That's exactly right. It's a more natural motion. 1-1 offering coming, and a curveball swung on and missed. It's 1-2.
Good pitch on the outside corner.
Pounding the strike zone, Jack. She's just not messing around, is she?
No.
She might have to study for her geometry test. Pitch is low and outside, 2-2.
Takes a little early for geometry tests after a spring break week.
Maybe
Thursday or Friday, but not tomorrow.
I would think there's no good time for a test. Pitch is one. Gold! Strike 3. Got her. Boy, she just blew it by her inside corner. Caught her looking like the house by the side of the road and just watched it go by. And that is the third strikeout victim for Madison Whitted.
Batter looked shocked that that pitch was called a strike, but it was right there.
Whitted, bunted out to Taylor Holland. Picks the ball up, throws over to JoJo. Nice defensive play by the Gold Glove third baseman, Taylor Holland. And she just came in there, read the top hand, and she was right there on that bunt.
Yeah, she was playing in, and it was actually a good bunt by the batter, but it was right at Taylor. She only had to take one step, pick the ball up, and throw it to first.
And Gracie Fenders, the third baseman, now with two outs here. With it, trying to retire her sixth straight batter. Fastball, knee high, right over the heart of the plate, called strike.
Oh,
swung on, popped up behind home plate, and that's going to get out of play, giving chase, and looking at it was Michaela Beaver. You know, a pitcher, you count on that pitcher, but that lady behind the plate has done a fantastic job all season long and last year, too. Great defensive catcher. Pitchers will tell you that. 0-2 pitch is fouled back against the netting.
Michaela's one of a kind.
You know, we've had some great catchers since I've been here since 2004 to just man up, you know, a woman up behind that home plate. They have been gems behind the plate. 0-2 pitch coming from Whitted. Just missed outside. Good call by the home plate umpire. Michaela Beaver working there. Wants to be a politician someday.
She had the glove. The glove did not move.
Well, she hit her spot, but the home plate umpire said it was a tad bit outside. Swung on and missed. Doesn't matter. Struck her out. This time she came inside. And no doubt about that. So three up, three down. And as we move to the middle of the second, the score remains Pisgah 1, West Henderson nothing.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. And Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, gardening seeds, and anything for your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
For Madison Whitted through two innings, no hits, faced the minimum, six batters, struck out four of them. So she is on her game today. And when she's on her game, Jack, she's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, we've only hit, Western's only put one ball in play, and there's only been maybe three or four pitches that have been fouled off.
For the Black Bears, here in the bottom of the second inning, it'll be Macy Henson, Michaela Beaver, and Lauren Cook, 6, 7, and 8. Trying to get something started as they have a 1-0 lead. That one run came off of a double off the left field wall by Emma Sorrells. JoJo Taylor, who had walked prior to her at bat, came all the way around. Boy on contact, JoJo wasn't hesitating. She was flying around the bases, and she scored, and that's how the Black Bears have a 1-0 lead here in this ballgame. Beautiful ballpark here called the Diamond on the River Complex for many, many decades. Serena Goodwin and Walt Leatherwood have really built a tremendous program. Handed it over to Heidi Morgan, and Heidi, you would think, cannot take it another step up, but Heidi, Manager Morgan, has just taken it another step.
Oh, absolutely. You got to keep that tradition going, and Coach Morgan is doing a great job with that.
Here's Macy Henson. Takes a change up outside, ball one.
Pitcher, surely, she really does respect our pitchers. Lots of off-speed stuff on the first pitch. Trying to get her girls a little bit off balance so she can throw the fastball by them.
On deck, Michaela Beaver. Pitch swung on and lined down the right field line. Almost took the umpire and the first baseman's head. Macy's going to try for two. Here's the throw. She slides and she's safe. So a leadoff double by Macy Henson. And boy, the first baseman for the West Henderson Falcons is taking a deep breath, and so is the field umpire. He's just kind of shaking a little bit out there.
That ball was lined waist high right between the first baseman and the bag, landing in foul territory by about a foot.
Michaela Beaver now will step up to the plate. Take strike one right over the heart of the plate.
Another off-speed pitch.
We're going to see a lot of those, I suspect. Knowing Mike Matthews, he knows that the power-hitting Black Bears love that fastball. Just missed outside, 1-1.
It's really hard to throw the ball by our girls, so they're trying to get them off balance so that they swing at that slow.
And there is Mike Matthews, knowing that they haven't played for over a week, almost a week and a half. Big swing and a miss on a changeup high in the strike zone. Michaela Beaver was trying to make it a 3-0 game with one swing of her bat.
And that ball was up in her eyes. She saw that yellow ball just hanging there. She wanted to swat it.
That looked like a beach ball coming in there. 1-2 pitch. Just missed outside. 2-2. She tried. Gillette tried to make her fish. Went fishing a little bit, but Beaver was not doing that. Gillette now with 2-2 count inside, 3-2.
Off speed and low.
Macy Henson, a leadoff double here in the bottom of the second, standing at second base. Swung on and fouled out of play. Outfield for Wes Tennyson's playing straight away. Left fielder, I will mention, is playing Beaver DePaul.
She's shaded toward the left field line. There's a big gap in left center field.
There it is.
Right in the gap.
There's the run, and all the way, that'll be a long single as he drives in Macy Henson. Jack Webb, the prognosticator of Canton, called it, saw that. I think Michaela Beaver saw it too.
I think she heard me say that's where you got to hit it.
So an RBI single for Miss Beaver. That fine catcher for Pisgah. And they'll have a pitch runner for her, and that'll be Lily Inslee coming in to pitch run for the catcher. And that is a courtesy. They call that a courtesy runner here in the game of baseball and softball. And that is for the catcher to get into the dugout and speed up the game and get her gear on. And as a former catcher, I hate that rule. Had it for about 50 years. Now, come to think about it, good gracious, I'm not that old. Pitch in the dirt to Lauren Cook. First one is on, it makes it 1-0. 2-0 Pisgah right here in the bottom of the second inning. Inslee is at first base, and she can scoot around those bases.
Left fielder still shaded toward the left field line.
Pitch is outside to Cook, and that'll be 2-0. You get one in the gap just like Michaela Beaver did, and then we can score all the way from first base.
Oh, absolutely.
2-0 offering. Change up. Boy, she pulled that string as a throw down to first to get Inslee. Inslee was backstanding.
I think you could have counted 1,001, 1,002 on that pitch getting across the plate.
I mean, that was a super changeup.
That was really slow.
3-0 count to Cook. Inside corner, got enough of it. Called strike, 3-1.
Wasn't the pitch she wanted to hit. By the way, Lauren was our player of the game during our last broadcast, hitting a home run against East Henderson.
She's just got a lot of pop in her bat. Fine shortstop for the Black Bears. Swung on and off the hands. And that is it is a 3-2 count. Fans having a little fun. Some of our hometown fans going after that ball that came out of play. Gillette now gets her sign. What's she going to throw? 3-2. Swung on. Over to short. One hopper. Flipped over to second. And they're going to get Inslee at a force. And I thought for a second that the second baseman, Emily Moss, did not step on the bag. And I think Moss thought she didn't step on the bag. But the umpire, or the field umpire, said she was out. So a fielder's choice. Cook's at first base. Inslee is retired for out number one. Now to bring up Paige Griffin.
I think Inslee, she ran through the bag, and I think the second baseman did miss the ball, and then she tagged the base after Inslee had ran on past second.
First pitch missed. Outside, 1-0.
I think the umpire was getting ready to call her safe.
Don't assume. Go in sliding. It swung on, grounded to the third base side in between the shortstop. Nice play by the shortstop, diving out on the left field grass to stop it. But that is a single for Paige Griffith. So runners are at first and second, and that's going to bring up Whitted, our leadoff hitter, who had singled her first time up.
Looks like a line drive in the box score, but that was just hit in the perfect spot where the third baseman and the shortstop could just barely get to it.
Right in the 5-6 hole between the third baseman and the shortstop. Swung on over to right field, and that's going to be a single. That was cued out to right. Whitted Everybody will have to move up 60 feet and stop right there. And boy, that's the second time that wind has gone opposite side. And for the second time, she has had, gets another hit, and that is her ninth time this season she's had more than one hit in a multiple hit game. That'll bring up Madison Brown now with one out. Bases full of black bears. They're all standing on those pillows out there. Griffith trying to get out of this pickle she's in. Swung on and fouled out of play. 0-1 to Madison Brown. Boy, one in that gap right out there. That big gap that you noted when Michaela Beaver. Well, you can get in that and
start the Black Bear Express.
Because on the tail end of that at first base is Madison Whitty, and that she can run. Change up. Out into the left field grass. That's going to fall. One run's going to score, and everybody's going to move up one base. Nice diving effort by the shortstop, Haley Gass, who dove for the ball, but it fell in between, just out in that triangle area, between the left center and the shortstop, Haley Gass. But it is an RBI single for Brown. JoJo Taylor's now up, and the bases are still full.
Yeah, and JoJo's looking for a pitch he can drive.
3-0 Pisgah here in the bottom of the second. Oh, she was looking for something like that. Something low where she could just drop the bat barrel down, but ball was outside and it's 1-0. She laid off. You're in a pickle when you got bases full, one out, and you got Emma Soyle standing there on deck circle. Big swing and a miss. Oh, JoJo was trying to bring them home.
They're starting to recognize the off-speed pitch, that big, slow ball. If you time that, it can go a long way.
JoJo, ready to go. Griffith's pitch. Swung on in line to center field. That's going to score one at least. Here comes Whitty. She's flying around there. She's going to score. Over to third is Madison Brown. And it's a 2-RBI single for JoJo Taylor.
Good job of hitting by JoJo. Outside pitch. Drove it right up the middle.
Now batting number 14, Emma Soyle.
With the speed on the base passes. Base pass for the Bears. 2 runs scored easily.
So runners are at the corner now, and there's time called as there's a confab inside the circle between the infield, the catcher, and the pitcher for West Henderson, because they're going to try and decide what to do with Emma Sorrells. You just throw it over that white dish out there called home plate, and Emma Sorrells is just going to go chase. I mean, she's going to go attack. She's like in attack mode the moment she steps out of the dugout. 5-0 Pisgah, bottom of the second. We're still batting. Emma, gonna look for something she can drive into one of those gaps.
Or over the fence, that would be okay too.
I'd take that too. 5-0, bottom of two. Griffith now has her instructions. Gonna see how she pitched Sorrells. Pitches way outside, and they were just sort of like what they would call an intentional, unintentional walk. I'm going to just see if you go chase it, but I'm going to pitch 4 times out there and not giving you anything and take my chances with Reagan Lunsford. High in and tight. Oh, boy, she went after. Ball 2-0.
I think that's the longest we've seen Emma not swinging a pitch all season.
She's anxious. 2-0 offering coming, swung on and lifted high over the second baseman's head, but she's going to grab it on a run. The fine play by the second baseman, Emily Moss, running back out onto the outfield grass. And that was a super changeup. And so that's out number 2, and they'll bring up Reagan Lunsford. Cool Breeze is what we call her. Just hit it anywhere from the foul lines, and Lunsford will get it. And she can hit, too. Got 2 bears on the bases out there. Take strike 1.
That's the first fastball we've seen for a while.
Lunsford, 4 runs are in. 2 runners are on. Lunsford is the 9th batter in the inning. Swung, dribbled right back. She did the first time. Right back to Griffin. She's out. And that will be all for the Bears. They do score four, and after two innings are in the books, Pisgah leads West Tennyson 5-0.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad, who've never missed a game.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in North Carolina learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules and the value of hard work and sacrifice. This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go back to the ballpark for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, and by Champion Credit Union.
All games mean it is springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
Madison Winnett is through two, is struck out four, has not allowed a hit. She'll face 7-8-9 here in the top of the third inning. That's Emily Moss, Mackenzie Moss, and Bailey Edney. Emily Moss, the second baseman, as it always is, made a great play on Emma Soros' short fly or flare out in right center field. She's stepping up to the plate as the first batter. Top of three, 5-0 Pisgah. First pitch swung on and roped right to Paige Griffin. Took two steps to her right, hauled it in. It's an out. Line drive out to the second baseman to start the third, and that'll bring up Mackenzie Moss.
That was the first semi-solid contact against Twitted.
First pitch to her, curveball over the plate, called strike. Gets ahead again. That's a key to Madison Witted's success. When she steps inside the circle, she gets ahead. Pounds the strike zone and challenges the hitter and lets her defense play. Got that inside corner fastball, called a strike, and it's 0-2. She's got Moss, Mackenzie Moss, the right fielder, in a hole. No balls, two strikes. Just missed outside, and it's one ball, two strikes.
First pitch was outside, second came inside, back on the outside corner. She's moving the ball in and out, changing speeds, doing what she does every time she pitches.
Swung on and missed. Blew the fastball by her. That is the fifth strikeout and second out here in the third inning. Bailey Edney steps in. Designated hitter. DHing for the first baseman. Number nine hitter in the lineup for Mike Matthews. The inside corner called strike. 0-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the third, Macy Henson will start it off again. Pisgah batted around. Nine batters. Big swing and a miss on something upstairs. It's 0-2.
0-2. She's just throwing the fastball with heat. And they are just not catching up to it.
Goal! Strike got her. And that's all for West Tennyson. As they go quietly again in the third inning. Three up, three down, and as we move to the middle of the third, Pisgah leads 5-0.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3024. Our family serving your family. And Hometown Hardware has now opened their third location in the Waynesville Plaza. Hometown Hardware has all your electrical, plumbing, bolts and screws. They have a paint center as well as lawn and garden supplies. Go by and see David or Jeremy and their friendly staff at Hometown Hardware Waynesville. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
Madison Whitted is an equal opportunity strikeout pitcher. Has six in the game, three of them looking, three of them by swing.
Hey, a K's a K. And we got a lot of K's lined up right now. That's what we need out there. And we need a stand behind the fence like we've got over in the baseball stadium for the kids to hang the K's over the fence every time we get a strikeout.
You know, give it time. You just mentioned it. One of these students, these crafty old slick students at Pisgah High School will come up with that, and that's what they'll start doing. They'll get the K meter with Madison Whitted. Only a junior. Six strikeouts through three innings. Perfect through three innings. Faced nine Falcons and put down nine Falcons.
We only had two balls put in play by the Falcons.
Now it will be Macy Henson, who started off the second inning with a double and scored on Michaela Beaver's single. 5-0, bottom of three. Henson swings and drives one into the gap. She might have a second double. She's going to try for two. And she's going to pull it up there with a stand-up double, just like she did in the second. Now in the third.
She moved over to the right center field gap this time. The first one was down the right field line, so she's going to bat for the sock all the way around the outfield.
Now he's going to bring up Michaela Beaver. Line drive single into the left center gap, her first time up, and an RBI. She's one for one in this game against Rachel Gillette. Swung on, and that's lined into the right center gap. That's going to be another single. Beaver's going to try. She's going to try an extra base. Here's a throw, and she is out. She tried to stretch it to two, but she got thrown out. Nice aggressive base running by Michaela Beaver. It took two perfect. It really took a perfect throw from the outfield to the relay person and then to the base, but they got her.
Good job by Beaver lining that ball in the right field gap. The West Henderson players did make a good play to throw out at second, but she got the big RBI single.
Swung on, lifted to center field by Lauren Cook. Swinging on the first pitch, and center fielder Kristen Gass hauls that in. That's two outs now, and I bring up Paige Griffin, who singled and scored a run in the second inning. Scoring that by Michaela Beaver is a single and an RBI. And then it went, in your book, 9-4-6. Griffin grounds one deep in the hole and through. And a diving effort by the shortstop, Haley Gass, couldn't get it. So again, Griffith singles on the left infield side. Two-out single, and that's going to bring up Madison Whitted, who's 2-for-2 in this game with two singles and a run scored.
The dangerous Madison Whitted.
Nine times this year, she has hit with multiple hit games. She's got one of those gaudy batting averages. Big swing and a miss. Excuse me. Big swing and fouls it back off the netting.
It was close to a miss.
Well, it was. I didn't see it go back, but I saw the netting over my head. I'm thinking, what was that? Okay, that was a ball, so that's not a swing and a miss. 0-1. Gillette pitches. Grounder rate. Oh, nice scoop by Gillette. She throws the first. A nice, simple comebacker. And Whitted grounds out to end the inning. So after three innings are in the book, Pisgah leads 6-0.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to the ballpark we go for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, and Canton Insurance Services.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs.
We've moved to the top of the fourth inning. It'll be the top of the order for West Henderson, Gass, Gillette, and Johnson. Perfect through three. Trying to stay perfect through four is Madison Whitted with six strikeouts. Three looking, three swinging. Gass batting from the left-hand side. First pitch to her. She tries to bunt, pulls the bat, ball one. During the break, Jack was educating me on the bluegrass band
Balsam Range.
Had the song Paper Town on, and I was just digging it. Bunted right past. Nice bunt. And that is going to end the perfect bid for Madison Whitted, as that was a beautifully placed bunt single by Haley Gass.
And she dragged that ball toward the first base side this time instead of bunting it to the left field side. Bunted it past Madison, and once it went past Madison, there was no way they were going to throw her out.
I think Madison Whitted wanted this perfect game. She was a little disappointed in that. Called strike knee high.
I think those leadoff slap hitters that bunt, slap the ball, I think they're the hardest ones to get out. They're just looking to make any kind of contact.
They have any kind of speed. They're down at first base before you field that ball, and that's exactly what Paige did. Swung on, and that's looped over the head of JoJo Taylor. Griffith picks it up. That's going to be another single. So two singles. This one, a bloop single, wasn't hit hard, but it was a single nevertheless. And West Henderson has two runners on with nobody out here in the fourth inning, with Claire Johnson coming up, who lifted one out to Reagan Lunsford, her first time up. She's 0-for-1. 6-0 Pisgah. Swung on, lifted again to Reagan Lunsford. The cool breeze out there. Camps underneath it, hauls it in, puts it in her back pocket for out number one.
Yeah, no problem for Reagan on that one. No chance for any advancement by the runners.
Now, one thing about Reagan Lunsford, she can run, she can hit, she can throw, and she can, I mean, and seriously, she can throw. She's got a cannon out there.
And she looks good doing it.
Yes. Swung on, popped up, behind home plate, giving chases. Michaela Beaver, and she gets it. Nice play by the fine catcher for Pisgah, Michaela Beaver, right at the screen, or the netting. And so Sienna Gordon's out, number two here in this inning, and that'll bring up Kristen Gass, who grounded out to, tried to bunt to Taylor Holland. Holland creeping in again. Tries to slap it by her and fouls it out of play.
Good job, Michaela, on that last play, and Reagan is one of those players that makes anything look effortless out in center field.
Pitch, high for a ball, 1-1. Two outs, top of four, 6-0 Pisgah over West Henderson. After we're done here, we'll head on over to Wells Ballpark and bring you that broadcast here on AM 920 WPTL. Swinging or slapping the ball on the run and fouls it against the netting. It's two strikes with one ball on the scoreboard. 1-2. Holland creeping in again, then backs up, playing games with the batter. comes in again and swung on and missed. Got her. Strikeout victim number 6, and that's off for West Tennyson. They strand 2 runners. So we move to the middle of the 4th inning. Piska still leads 6-0.
Ball games mean it is springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. And Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and anything for your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
With it through 4 innings, has given up 2 singles, and one barely left the infield. The other one was the in-between the circle and the second baseman, a beautifully placed slap bunt. Paige Griffin, by the time she got it, Haley Gass was at first base, so they haven't hit her hard. 7 strikeouts, 2 hits allowed, 7 strikeouts for Madison Whitted. That is another gem that she is dealing up there inside the circle. For Piska here in the bottom of the 4th inning, it will be 2-3-4. Madison Brown, JoJo Taylor, Emma Soros, the heart of the order, is coming up to face Rachel Gillette.
2 balls, West Henderson hit against Madison. One was the drag bunt to the second baseman, and the next one was just the Yogi Berra. Hit them where they ain't.
Right over the top of JoJo. I mean, it's just that's the game. That's why the game will humble you. And we saw that Madison with it for the first time, sort of kind of like, dang it. After the first one, and kind of took her out of her rhythm. Because you know what? That tells me pitchers know what they're dealing out there and what the situation is. All right, we're ready to go. Bottom of 4th inning. Madison Brown, 1-for-2 in the game. Hit into a double play in the first and singled in the second. 1-for-2. Paige Griffith ready to go. Grounder over to the right side. Picked up by the first baseman. She flips over to the second baseman, Emily Moss, and to retire Brown for out number 1. In your scorebook, that goes to 3-4.
Number 12, Jordan Taylor.
And now I bring JoJo Taylor up, who had a walk and a run scored in the first, and a 2 RBI single in the second. She is 1-for-1 in this game. On deck, Emma Soros. And as the game goes, pitch is high for a ball. Slower and the slower the pitches go by Paige Griffith. She's trying to just, she's dialing it back instead of dialing it up.
Yeah, and the Bears have struggled with some of those pitches. A lot of them they've hit off the fist, off the end of the bat. Now, there was another 1,001, 1,002 pitch in the dirt.
I don't know what the pitch is. It takes a long time to get there. All day sucker. Ball 2-0. Big swing and a miss by JoJo. Just foul tipped it. Now 2-1. Outfield playing her to hit, well, center and right field, playing her to straight away. Left fielder still hugging that left field line. Big gap in left center again. Called strike. Got up into the upper part of the strike zone. It's 2-2.
Close, but it looked like it could have been called a strike, which it was.
JoJo was looking for something low and soft. She got something a little hard and up top to let it go. Oh, swung. Nice swing. Boy, I tell you what, she takes her hacks. Doesn't get cheated either. Fouls it out of play, and it still remains 2-2.
She's got lots of room down the right field line and a big, big gap in left center.
Paige Griffith ready to go. Here's her pitch. High for a ball over the top of the head. JoJo's eyes got really big on that one.
Pitcher almost forgot to let go of that ball.
She was... Are you serious? 3-2 count now into JoJo Taylor. We're in the bottom of the 4th. Piska leading 6-0. Pitch swung on, lifted up into the infield left side. Calling it as the third baseman, Gracie Fender. She hauls that in. for out number two, and that'll bring up Emma Saul. Jack, if she can get this Emma out, if she can retire Emma, it'll be her first 1-2-3 inning against the Pisgah Black Bears, who are coasting right now with a 6-0 lead in the fourth inning. Home half of the fourth. Swung on and she's not going to do that as Emma wasted no time as usual. Swats one to center field, a one hop to the center fielder, Kristen Gass. And so Emma picks up her second hit.
Number two, Reagan Lunsford.
She recognized that slow off-speed pitch, waited on it, and just drove it right up the middle.
Here comes Reagan Lunsford. Cool breeze is grounded out to the pitcher both times up. Swung on and grounded over to the third first baseman. Picks it up, steps on the base, and that's all for Pisgah. Leave a runner and fail to score a run for the first time in the game. And after four innings are in the book, Pisgah leads the Falcons 6-0.
Let's spend 30 seconds with the Pisgah High School marching band. You're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right. You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on your radio home for the Pisgah Nation, AM 920 WBTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Diamond on the River Complex. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah leads West Tennyson 6-0. It will be Fenders, Moss, and Moss, 6, 7, and 8, to face Whitted here in the top of 5. When there is virtually no wind, here's the flag laying limp, swung on and lifted out of play. 0-1 to Gracie Fenders. Strikeout victim number 4, first time out. She's 0-1. But it rocks and fires. Swung on, lifted, pop up, first base side. Now out of play. And over to the fence goes JoJo, but it goes just over the fence. Lands safely out of play. And so Fenders is now in a hole, 0-2. Nice effort, nice by JoJo Taylor. That ball just kept drifting on it, Jack.
And JoJo was there, ready to catch it, but just fell couple of feet out of play.
Ball back against the netting. Keeps the count at 0-2. 7 strikeouts for Whitted so far. We're in the fifth inning. Looking for another double-digit strikeout performance. That ball went right at us. And I did. I flinched. Of all things to do.
I would have flinched except I was looking at one of the stat books.
Count remains at 0-2. Again, swung on by Fenders and lifts it out of play. So she's battling in there on a 5-pitch at bat right now. Count is 0-2. The rock and the pitch. Again, off the screen. 6-pitch at bat.
Good battle right here.
When it gets her sign, And the pitch, change up, check swing, right to Paige Griffith. Griffith calls that and hauls it in for out number one. That'll bring up Emily Moss, who lined to Griffith her first time up. She's 0 for 1. Took a little speed off that pitch. That timing was disrupted on the Gracie Fenders. Nice pitch. I think Whitted was tired of facing Fenders, and that'll bring up Miss Moss. Takes called strike. Knee high, 0-1.
Man, that was fastball right at the knees on the inside corner.
She gets stronger as it goes. Blows it by her again. Has a little spin to it. Wasn't her best fastball, but she was spinning something up there. It's now 0-2. She's got Emily Moss in the hole. No balls, two strikes. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 6-0 Pisgah. Just missed outside, running two.
Good job by Michaela framing that pitch again. She's asking the umpire. You can tell she's got a little bit of conversation going on with
her. Yep. And as catchers, we say presentation. We present it to the umpire. Swung on and fouled out of play, and the count remains at 1-2.
Yeah, Michaela, that last pitch before the foul ball, I mean, she held the glove, the ball hit the glove. Umpire just still called it a ball.
Fastball low and away, 2-2.
So what kind of conversations did you have with umpires when you were a catcher?
Oh, I had some great ones, absolutely great conversations. I'll tell you one in a moment. Swung on and missed, struck her out. Elevated the fastball. Strikeout victim number 8 for Madison Whitted here in the fifth. There's two outs. Bring up Mackenzie Moss playing Central Michigan. Guy at the plate was arguing all day long to this home plate on everything he called. Swung on and missed. 0-1. And it was really, he was out of sorts. I mean, umpire was calling a great game. I mean, pitches were painting the black and everything. There was no need to argue, but it, you know, just calling strike one, he'd argue it. And again, swung on and missed, strike two. So about late in the game, it was the eighth inning, bottom of the eighth, we were playing up at Central Michigan in Mount Pleasant. And low for a ball, 1-2. Umpire had all he could take. He leans over to my right ear. He calls a strike, which was the second strike, and he goes out the box and he goes in the ear and goes, I want this pitch so far outside you can't hit it with a telephone pole. Foul back against the netting. I went, what? He goes, I'm telling you, I want it so far outside, I want it, you can't take a telephone pole and hit it. I said, okay. Hey, so I went out into the left-handed hitter's batter's box. My pitcher's eyes were like huge looking at me. 1-2 pitch, changed up, struck her out, and that's all. For West Henderson, we move to the middle of the fifth inning. Pisgah still leads 6-0.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing and other full services. Robin G. Black CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. And Hometown Hardware has now opened their third location in the Waynesville Plaza. Hometown Hardware has all your electrical, plumbing, bolts and screws, paint and center supplies, as well as lawn and garden supplies. Go by and see David and Jeremy and their friendly staff at Hometown Hardware, Waynesville. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
So anyhow, his guy's down the third baseline looking at his third base coach for Central Michigan, arguing that hot call was bad and everything, and the umpire told me that. So when the pitch came, I caught it literally 5 feet away from home, the corner of the outside corner, and he rung him up. And he turned to the guy and said, say it. Say it. I dare you to say it. And the moment he got the word out, one word, boom, he rung him up. He threw him out. I said, That's when I learned don't argue with these guys.
No, I mean, you can talk to them. You don't show them up, though. And if you just can do it, no matter what.
That was a classic. And that guy was drafted and played in the old Montreal Expos organization all the way to AAA. Never made it to the parent, to the show, but he was a good ball player. All right, we've gone to the, we moved into the bottom of the fifth. Macy Henson, Michaela Beaver, Lauren Cook, 6, 7, and 8, to face Paige Griffith. Piscus, 6 runs on 11 hits, stranded 5 runners. Pitches high to Macy, ball one. You played a game as long as I played. I played in what was now called the Frontier Independent League. Back then it was United Baseball League. Played in Fort Wayne, Peoria, Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Lansing. Big swing and a miss by Macy Henson. You can play some, you got some great stories. Got some characters you play ball with. This game right here, it's sad that you lose your skill talent the older you get. You can't play your whole life. You know, it's just a wonderful game. Ball in the dirt. 2-1.
Did you ever play slow pitch softball?
I tried it, and, you know, I batted left-handed because I thought that I was a right-handed hitter and I didn't want to ruin my swing because the ball was coming down and I didn't want that, you know, start developing an uppercut. I played it a couple times. Pitch goes back to the screen and moves her around, so it's 3 balls, 1 strike.
That was pitch was actually behind Macy. She had to do the Texas two-step to get out of the way of that one.
So 3 balls, 1 strike. Henson leading it off here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch swung on. And then right to the shortstop. Long throw, and Henson beats it out. So an infield single is a diving effort. That ball just was off the handle and was in between the shortstop and the third baseman. The third baseman, Gracie Fenders, made a great dive for it but couldn't come up with it. But by the time that the shortstop, Haley Gaff, got it, Henson was at first base. So an infield single. Henson picks up her third hit in the game. Bring up Michaela Beaver, who's 2 for 2 herself. Swung on, lifted to center field. Loop ball, nice running catch by the center fielder, Kristen Gass. Tires Beaver for out number one. Now bring up Lauren Cook.
Number 10, Lauren Cook.
First time that Michaela hadn't reached base in the game.
Grounder to third, nice scoop. Oh, Fender off the handle, and that'll be an error. She backhanded it. It was going down the line. She made what looked to be a great play on Lauren. And her grounder. But went off her heel, so Lauren Cook reaches base on an error. Runners at first and second. Now bring up Paige Griffith, who's 2 for 2 in this game.
Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter for Paige, Adriana Rios, who spent last week in Mexico visiting her family.
Rios is going to get an at-bat in this ball game, having a conversation with the catcher. You know, people ask me, being a catcher, the movie Bull Durham, is any of that stuff real? It's all real. We have done some crazy things. Low for a ball. Gary Bishop, we were playing Lansing Lugnuts, which is now a minor league team, was an independent team that back then. Bishop was down in the bullpen on a hot July afternoon. 1-9 and missed by Rios. It's 1-1. And boy, he was lighting it up low 90s. He was bringing it. We're going in the ninth inning. Actually, it was in the bottom of the eighth inning, if I recall. Swing and a miss by Rios, 1-2. And we were ahead of Lansing, 11-3. Visiting team. He came in, and I mean, his 7 warm-up tosses, he was bringing all 92. pitch in the dirt, 2-2. So what do you, the thing was that I never wanted, no pitcher was going to shake me up. I'll call the game. So what are you going to, you know, what am I going to call? We got a 8-run lead, bottom of the eighth, 2 outs. Swung on, grounded over to the second baseman. Can't make the play, and then bobbles it, and Rios is safe. And in comes Henson, all the way from second base. The second baseman, Emily Moss, tried to make the tag on Lauren Cook. Cook went by her, skedaddled right by her. Then when she went to go pull it out of her glove, it flipped up and got away from her. So another error. Rios is on base. That'll be the second error in this inning and also in the game. Going to bring up Madison Whitted. Pitches outside. So we had a guy coming up for Lansing was just released by the Baltimore Orioles. He come up, big power hitter who played at Eastern Michigan. So I put down the one, and Bishop wants the two. I'm like, are you serious? I had played against this guy that played at Eastern Michigan. And back in the days when Bob Welch pitched for Eastern.
Right.
And so anyhow, to make a long story short, big swing and a miss by Whitted, 1-1. Excuse me, 2-1. I said, he wants to throw a curveball. I said, okay. I put the two figure. Well, I said it to where he could hear it. And he hit it so far, the umpire in my ear went, oh my gosh, that's the longest home run I've ever seen. Flying to left field for a single, and they're going to bring in Lauren Cook. Here comes the throw. It's cut off, and Cook slides in safely. 8-0, Pisgah. RBI single, third hit of the game for Madison Whitted.
Now batting, number one.
Aggressive base running by Coach Morgan. Lauren was really ready to stop it. Third base, left fielder was surprised when she took off, and by the time she threw the ball, it didn't come anywhere near the plate, and the pitcher had to cut it off.
Well, to make a long story short, this bat left-handed power hitter hit it out of the ballpark over into the tree, and for the two batters that we faced after that, the umpire was trying to calculate how far that home run was. Called strike to Madison Brown, who's 1-for-3 in this ballgame. Got inside the dugout, and they're laughing because they knew, my teammates knew what I had done.
What did the pitcher say?
He walked up and said, did you tell him? I goes, yeah. He goes, all right, I won't shake you off anymore. A grounder over to short, forced play on Rios at third. Out number two. Runner still at first and second. Got to bring up JoJo Taylor.
Now batting number 12, Jordan Taylor.
Yep. Look, too much time. I know I'm watching guys. I understand. Been along. You know, catchers just like to call the game. Call what I put down, but you ask a pitcher, and he's got to have the confidence to throw the pitch. As the pitch goes off the elbow of JoJo, so she loads the bases after being plunked by a fastball by Rachel Gillette. I'll bring up Emma Soros. We won't be here long. Emma coming up with bases loaded. Surely he's going to be swinging at the first pitch, right, Jack?
She doesn't swing at the first pitch, it's in the dirt or behind her head or something.
Just like your Wheaties, Emma Soros is eating her ribbies. She smells them, 3 RBIs coming right now, at least.
And if you're Wes Henderson, that's the last thing you want to see, bases loaded with Emma coming up.
Rachel Gillette. Bases full. Here's the pitch that swung on and lines to the right center gap. 1 run in. 2 runs are in. Here comes JoJo. The throw to the plate. JoJo safe. A double. 3 RBIs for Emma Soros. And that is the ball game, folks. That's 11 runs. So that last run by JoJo does not count. That'll be 10-0 Pisgah in this ball game. Emma Soros enforces the mercy rule. 5 innings, and that's all we've got right now. So when we come back, we'll have the player of the game right here from the Diamond on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina. Final, Pisgah 10, West Henderson 0.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Talking about Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Still slow cooking the way great-grandpa Buddy taught his kids years ago. And all the ways you like beef, pork, turkey, or chicken. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue now has beef brisket, steaks, chicken tenders, a belly-busting dog, or the big or little Buddy burger. Lots of choices, and food so good it will make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no docker processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Has your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Back to the ballpark we go for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, and Canton Insurance Services.
Ball games mean it is springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and anything for your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative. And Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3024. Our family serving your family.
Well, Pisgah moves to 12-1 overall, 9-0 in the conference after beating West Henderson by the mercy rule, 10-0 in five innings. To show you the efficiency of Madison Whitted, Whitted threw a total of 56 pitches, 46 of them were strikes, 11 balls, did not walk a hitter, struck out 9, and allowed 2 hits. And that was big right there because she was as efficient as she's ever been all season long. Pisgah, 10 runs on 14 hits, no errors, and left 6 runners on base. And I think, Jack, it's that time again because you got to, you know, you have a hard choice again with several stars in this ballgame.
Well, Madison Witt is always deserving of the player of the game with her pitching and hitting performances. Macy Hansen had a good game, but today's player of the game is going to be Emma Sarles.
Great. Emma, 3-for-4. Emma Sarles is 3-for-4. With 3 RBIs. We thought she had 4 RBIs, but that 11th run does not count because once the 10th run scored, she cleared the bases. When JoJo came sliding in, the game was already over with. So it's time for that player of the game. WPTL supports Pisgah High School sports. Be sure to listen to our next game, which is going to be next week. which is going to be, oh, in a minute. We're going to be, I forgot about that. Our
baseball game. Now, softball next week, but baseball tonight.
We will be in at Brown 630. We're going to get up, pack up the gear. We're going to head on over to the Wells Ballpark. So stay tuned to WPTL. And if you can't make it out to the game, you'll sit right there and listen to us. But thank you for tuning in. We'll be broadcasting the nightcap, the varsity game between West Henderson and Pisgah from the Wells Ballpark in Canton, North Carolina.
Congratulations to Emma Sarles for being our player of the game. Great job by the Lady Black Bears coming back after the off week from spring break, jumping right back into the conference season with a big win. And we're looking forward to some Pisgah baseball tonight.
Well, we got Emma right here. And so we'll sign it off right there for my guy, Jack Webb, and also our boss back at the studio, Tim Hodges. I'm Chuck Fiebernitz. And for our player of the game, Emma Sarles, will be on the air in about an hour or so from the Wells Ballpark. Thanks for listening, folks.